The reading today is Psalm 93. You can find it in your church pew Bibles, page 601, or you can follow along on the screen behind me. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago, you are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord, the seas have lifted up their voice. The seas has lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, speak to us today. The Lord, you are a God who wants to change us into the best that we can be. Open our hearts more to receive more from you, that we may see your glory in our lives and in this land. Amen. One of the sermons that's over the years has stuck with me best was one I heard many moons ago in a little church in a Methodist church up in Yorkshire, and it was a guy who just preached on how big is your God. And some of you probably have had sermons about that. How big is your God? But that's a real challenge, isn't it? And that challenge has sort of stuck with me over the years, is how big is my God? Do I limit him, basically? Do I limit God to my understanding, my perception of what he can do? And I think we're human. We all do that to some degree. So I just want to say, how big is your God? Do you trust him? Do you trust him? Now, the title of one of the commentaries about the Psalms from 93 to 100, it's called they're called the Jerusalem Praise Psalms, the Hymns of the Great King. And being a little bit more specific, particularly about this particular Psalm, 93, the actual title that they had down for that was The Place of Faith. Isn't that wonderful? The Place of Faith. These eight psalms in that bit that I've just mentioned, 93 to 100, emphasize different aspects of the psalms as well. 95 to 96, the theme is the king over all the gods. In other words, there is one God, isn't there? And the psalms 97 to 98, the theme is the king in the heart of his people. And in Psalm 99 to 100, the theme is the king in his own character. So you've got this wonderful section, haven't you, of Psalms. I've got these, it's all about kingship though, isn't it? The whole thing is about the Lord's kingship. Is he your king? Is he your king? Psalms 93 to 100 have the lordship and the kingship as part of their theme. And in 93 and 94 particularly, it's clearly the theme. This lordship is expressed in verse 1, we said he reigns. God is in charge, in other words. You know, I've said before, I'm opposite my bed, so I wake up every morning. I actually have a little sign that says, God is in charge. And you know, it relaxes me. I think, thank goodness, it's not me. But actually, there's something about having God in charge of our lives and having him as our king that actually should relax us. God is in charge. How big is God to you? Do you limit God to your own understanding? This psalm, of course, has the theme of God being king over all the earth as well. And how can we not trust a king who is over all the earth, the creator of the world? How can we not trust him? He rules. He's in charge. Here in Psalm 93, we deal with how the king is sovereign over all the earth. And in verses 1 and 2 and in verses 3 and 4, we see the result of him being king for his people. What is the result of that? There is security, isn't there? There is security in him being king over the earth. He is our foundation. Or he should be. Should be your foundation. Should be my foundation. We can be sure of our God, in other words. Even when things around us seem uncertain, when it's stormy, when it's turbulent, when it's madness, We can be sure of the foundations of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We can be sure of him as our King. We can trust him because he is the real God, the God of gods, the only God, the one and only. There is no point, you know, having a God who is not in charge, because a God who is not in charge is not actually God. And no doubt some of us here have our own gods, and we need to deal with them, don't we? They come in charge of us instead of the Lord of Lords. There's stuff in our lives sometimes which actually means that we kick God out of the way of being king in our lives. So the question has to be, is he your king? Is he your Lord of Lords? Is he number one? Is he your priority? Because when he is, life is very different. And we can cope with things better. And notice how the king is robed. He's robed in majesty and strong. And notice the foundations. He is firm. He is secure. This is a God we want to know. Is this not a God who we can trust? Even in our really darkest moments, however hard it is, we need to include God, not push him away. He gets it. So this psalm celebrates who God is as king over creation, over everything. This psalm challenges us to have faith in the king that we can trust. How big is your God? How limited is he? Do you limit him to your own understanding? You see, this God is also the God of the covenant. What do I mean by covenant? Well, when we get married, when you get married, you see that people make a covenant. And it'd be quite fresh for some of us that were here yesterday who listened to Brian and Anthony getting married and listened to those promises they made for each other. Wonderful promises. They were in agreement that they would have this relationship with other. They would commit to each other till the day they died. There was a covenant made, a promise that should never be broken. See, it's a two-way agreement, a covenant, that they will commit to one another and they will agree certain things. And God made that covenant with his people. Because the difference with God, of course, is our amazing God, is that his covenant is not subject to our ability to keep it. Because to be honest, we fail. We see that, don't we, in life as well. We fail. We fail all the time. But God is a God who cannot and does not fail. He is the king. He cannot break his agreement with us. His promise is his promise forever. His promise to you is forever. He can't break it. In Jesus, he bridges the gap between us and the Father. He promises his spirit to us when we believe. He's there with us all the way. When our foundations are in him, we are secure. Whatever we do, however far we push God away, he'll still be waiting for us to return to him. He'll still be there with us in it. We are his people, and he is our God when we know him. So I just want to read this psalm as well in the Message version. It's a bit odd, but I kind of liked some of the aspects of it. So I thought I'd just read it. It's quite interesting. The Message version says, God is king, robed and ruling. God is robed and surging with strength. And yes, the world is firm, immovable. Your throne ever firm, you're eternal. Sea storms are up, God. Sea storms wild and roaring. Sea storms with thunderous breakers. Stronger than wild sea storms, mightier than sea storm breakers, mighty God rules from high heaven. What you say goes, it always has. Beauty and holiness mark your palace rule. God to the very end of time. There's something actually quite moving about there. In that verse, we cannot help but to be impacted by the certainty of God again as ruler, sovereign king, of him as having dominion over everything, even the storms. This is not a weak God. This is a God bigger than you can imagine. Is your God big enough for you to trust him with everything? going to play a little, because you like this, because you wake you up a bit. I'm going to play a little YouTube clip in a moment that I found, and it's about Jesus. It's called Jesus Is, I've forgotten anyway. And in it, I hope that you are reminded that we can trust him, that this God in the psalm is seen in Jesus. When we trust Jesus and he is our king, we can be secure in him, whatever is going on. Point is, he's mightier than any storm in our life. So I'm just going to ask Fiona just to play that. I just want to spend some time just looking at this.
He is more than you could ever need. He's more than the eye could see. I don't deserve his love, but he's always been there for me. You see, Jesus met me when I was at my lowest. And if you don't know Jesus, know this. He is the greatest example of generosity this world of greed has ever seen. And when Jesus hit the scene, he changed the scenery and met diversity with serenity. If you're looking for peace, he offers plenty. Jesus was and Jesus will forever be king. And when the angels sing, they sing of the grace that was displayed for sinners like me. I can't explain him and I can't describe him. And if I could, he wouldn't be Jesus, because you can't explain eternity and you can't comprehend the galaxies. But it was the loving hands of Jesus who spun them into existence and created man, knowing he would go to the cross to pay our sentence. There was a certificate of judgment with a period after the sentence, and we were sentenced to death long before he said it is finished. He is a father to the orphan, a shelter for the homeless, a hiding place for the abused, and an anchor for our storms. He stormed the gates of hell and came out on top, and the power of his gospel cannot be stopped, even when the world tries. They try a lot. He traded places with Barabbas and became the catalyst of missions across the world, covering every portion of the atlas. If you're in need of rest, I know of a mattress. If you don't know Jesus, your future is tragic, but he gladly embraced tragedy so we could live in his presence of majesty. His presence is presence, and it's his presence that presents preciousness to a world of peasants. He is far from pretentious, but still loves those who are. He is the light of the world and hung the stars. He brings the dead to life and delivers life to the dead. He took a crown of thorns on his head so we could put crowns at his feet, and I can't wait until I get to kiss his feet that were nailed to a cross for me and for you and for every person around the world. He loves the world, and I love his word, because the word became flesh, and in his flesh he demonstrated the word to the world. He is an example to every boy and every girl. He is a lover of black people. He is a lover of white people. He is a lover of the unchurched and the assembly under the steeple. He doesn't see the believers' failures, but still takes time to celebrate their faithfulness. It's the power of the Spirit that enables us and gives us boldness when the world labels us. And if you want to label me, please call me a Jesus freak. If that freaks you out, good, because it's better to be good with God than to fight being misunderstood by a world that could never understand. So let it be understood that I don't worship man, we worship Jesus. And although he doesn't need us, he still sees us and pleads with us to run to the cross where he bled for us. His heart bleeds for us, his heart grieves for us, but still graciously grants us a pardon for our treason in a season where the world tries to explain away the work of the Spirit with human reasoning. There's a reason they can't. Because the Spirit is like the wind, and the wind cannot be seen. But loved is the one who believes without seeing the unseen. I'm telling you today that Jesus is something. He's something more. He's something great. And if you want to know him, you don't have to wait. He stands at the narrow path with a key to the gate, and you only have to reach out and embrace his grace. I don't care who's president. I have a king who is always present. I don't care who holds musical celebrity. The voice of the Lord will always be the sweetest melody. I don't care who owns the riches of the globe. My Jesus holds more wealth than one ruby on his robe. I don't care who is the strongest or the fastest. Nothing matches the creator of the universe and his immortal, infinite status. I don't care about religious leaders who died and stayed dead. I'll only worship the one who conquered death and wears a crown on his head. His name is Jesus, and I'm telling you, he's something. He was faithful yesterday, and he is faithful today. I can feel his presence whenever I pray. And when the time comes for me to fade away, I'll remember the day I heard him say, my name is Jesus.
It's powerful, isn't it? So I just want to ask you now, I'm not going to go on too much today, you'll be glad to hear, but can I ask you just to stop for a minute and just think of a storm in your life? Maybe just if you want to close your eyes, whatever you want to do. Maybe there's something you are going through at this moment. Maybe there's something you have been through or something you think is going to come up in the future. Maybe there's something you fear. Whatever your storm is, whatever your fear is, whatever your uncertainty is, I just want you to just sit with it for a moment. And now think of that God in the Psalms, the God in charge of creation, who is mighty, who is the King. This is the same God who came to earth as Jesus. Same God who conquered death. The same God who is in charge of death and life. The same God who commanded healing of the leper. The same God who restored the woman at the well. Same God who forgave those who killed him. Same God who walked on water and commanded the sea. The same God who, as Jesus spoke to the storm and it was calmed. This is the God of your storm. Do you know him? Will you accept him? Will you let him go deeper with you? Will you be filled with his Spirit? Will you say yes to the one and only Creator God? Lord, be Lord of the storms in my life. My foundations be in you. Lay it at his feet. He sees it all. He takes it all. He doesn't leave us alone. He walks through it with us. And he carries the load. Just going to pray now. Come, Holy Spirit, help us to trust you, King of King, Lord of my life. Help me to trust you with my yesterdays, my today, and my tomorrow. God the Father, you are good. May we look to Jesus. May we recognize in him the miraculous God who made the earth. May we believe and change and step out and make him God of our lives. Remove any other gods. May be the only God. He is love, and his love goes on forever. Let us accept God's promise in our lives. Let us say amen to the mighty King who made the earth and everything in it, who commands the sky, the moon, the sea, and it obeys. And in our foundation, help us to know that God, you are bigger than we can ever imagine. May we trust you more. May we have faith in you alone. Amen. I invite you to stand now as we're going to sing Good Good Father. If you need prayer ministry, I want to encourage you that the prayer ministry team will be available over here during communion at the end of thing. But I'm just going to lead us into a prayer as you just continue in that stance. Lord, you are the good, good Father, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit now pour out on us, Lord, that whatever we needed to give to you today, we know you have taken it. That we can be free and abundant. That you are King of our lives. Come, Lord Jesus.